historic prison reopens. Major General Sanan Kajon Prasad, a List MP with coalition party Chatai Patana, was once a guest there, and so was Major General Jamlong Si Murang, leader of the People's Alliance for Democracy. Wirakan Musikapong, the former leader of the rival United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, also spent time there. The Special Branch Police Prison has had many famous inmates imprisoned for political or national security crimes. Now the prison, also known as the Laksi Temporary Detention Center, is being brought back into operation after being mothballed 2 years ago. The plan to revive and renovate the prison is welcome news for many special branch officers, such as FBP Chief Thritot Ronrit Tibuchai. This is a historic place. Many military top brass, police generals, politicians were once behind bars here, he said. The prison will serve as a detention center for special prisoners. It is the biggest detention facility of the Royal Thai Police Office. It is a legend, Police General Thritot said. The detention center is at the former Bangkhane Private Police Training School and will be used to detain those charged in security, political cases, and foreign prisoners. Some prisoners require special security. Some foreign prisoners destined for extradition will also come here. We can control them here better than in other prisons, he said. The plan to revive the center was approved by Justice Minister Brecha Promnaut, Acting National Police Chief Priyapan Dapapong, Ministry staff, the Corrections Department, and the SBP. New metal bars will be installed at a cost of 5 million baht to replace the old ones, which were removed after the detention center was closed. The renovated prison is expected to accommodate about 300 inmates. It is unclear when the renovation will start and finish, and who the first inmate will be.